This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while we're all hemming and hawing and debating if there was a virus leak out of China, apparently the U.S. is investigating a nuclear power plant leak. Apparently, over the past few days, there were consistent reports of a leak at a Chinese nuclear power plant after a French company that part owns and helps operate it warned of a, quote, imminent radiological threat. Now, this is according to U.S. officials and documents reviewed by CNN. The warning included an accusation that the Chinese safety authority was raising the acceptable limits for radiation detection outside the Taishan nuclear power plant in Guangdong province in order to avoid having to shut it down. This is according to a letter from the French company to the U.S. Department of Energy obtained by CNN. They say, despite the alarming notification from Framatome, the French company, the Biden administration believes the facility is not yet at crisis level. Now, again, I mean, they aren't really quick to call something a crisis. They say the U.S. officials have deemed the situation does not currently pose a severe safety threat to workers at the plant or Chinese public. They say it is unusual that a foreign company would unilaterally reach out to the American government for help when its Chinese state-owned partner is yet to acknowledge a problem exists. So now this puts the U.S. in a very complicated situation should the leak continue or become more severe without being fixed. So now that U.S. knows, it's pretty, they now have some sort of responsibility. They said concern was significant enough that the National Security Council held multiple meetings last week as they monitored the situation, including two at the deputy level and another gathering at the assistant secretary level on Friday. The Biden administration has discussed the situation with the French government and their own experts at the Department of Energy. The U.S. has been in contact with the Chinese government, but the extent of that contact is unclear. And we're not hearing much from the U.S. government. We don't know. Framatome, the French company, reached out to the U.S. in order to obtain a waiver that would allow them to share American technical assistance in order to resolve the issue at the Chinese plant. There are only two reasons why this waiver would be granted. One is a, quote, imminent radiological threat. That was verbiage used in the June 8th memo. And the memo claims that the Chinese limit was increased to exceed French standards. Now, not sure how that compares to U.S. limits. So this is just some breaking news that has come out of CNN. And, looks like the French need help because China won't act on it. So they're coming to us. Now, I don't know if we actually have the, administration that's going to jump on it or not. But this isn't the first time in the last year that we've heard China be a little slow on its roll to kind of intervene when there's some sort of possible leak. So I am nervous. I mean, we saw what happened with Chernobyl. That seemed to be cover up after cover up and not letting the media hear anything and not letting people talk about it and then not letting, it was unfortunately a disaster until finally people saw it and, video and satellite and imagery came out where people could see what happened. But in this, So I'm very, very frustrated. I would love to just tell China you can't have any, virological labs, you can't have any nuclear labs, but that's not going to happen. And, look, we only know about what's going on in China. We don't know if this is happening in other countries. So let's kind of switch gears here. I don't know if this is good news. This is kind of nice. Earth's fifth ocean just confirmed. Now, I thought it had more oceans. They had Atlantic, Pacific, Indian, Arctic. But now they're calling it the Southern Ocean around Antarctica. I thought we already had five oceans. I thought it was called the Antarctic Ocean. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe I learned that in the 80s and then they decided not to do that. I don't know. So although the designation of the frigid waters around the icy southern continent as a separate ocean was kicked around for almost 100 years, it has been widely used by scientists. And June 8th was World Oceans Day. And I guess the society announced that it would henceforth be labeling the Southern Ocean as the fifth ocean on its maps of our planet. See, here's my problem. We have to help our kids with their schooling. And every time they add a new planet or they add a new ocean, and then they mark our kids wrong, and it's because we helped them with their homework, and we didn't know something was called that. You know, they need to reschool all of us. Look at what's going on with the planets. There's supposed to only be 9 planets, right? Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Saturn. Wait a second. My very educated mother, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, just Jupiter, served Saturn, us, Uranus, 9, Neptune, pizzas, Pluto. Okay, there's the 9. But there's not 9 planets. Apparently there's tons. And they have all these names and numbers with them. So now when the kids are like, Mom, do you want to hear the planets? I made a song. And they're talking about UP30458. You're like, that's wrong. You're wrong. There is no planet named by that. Apparently there is some planets with weird names now. Who knew? So same thing. Everybody's got to get a clue now that I guess there's now a Southern Ocean. So when your kid does a map and he shows you the homework before he turns it in, don't say it's wrong. So one of the biggest impacts would be on education. They say students learn information about the ocean world through what oceans you're studying. If you don't include the Southern Ocean, you don't learn the specifics of it and how important it is. National Geographic began making maps back in 1915. But the society had only formally recognized just 4 oceans, which they defined by the continents that bordered them. Okay, I'm confused. I always called it the Antarctic Ocean. Why am I wrong? I don't get that. So the Southern Ocean is defined not by the continents that surround it, but because it's in the south, by the Antarctic Circumpolar Current that flows from west to east. Scientists think the ACC was created 34 million years ago when the continent of Antarctica separated from South America. All right, pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
The kid what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I was in Long Island this weekend and it was nice. It was really green. It even drizzled some rain. I'm outside, you know, because we had lunch outside and we had drinks outside, and even though we were in a facility in an auditorium for part of it, I loved being outside. And you're walking around outside and you just feel human. You feel like this is what humans are supposed to do. They're supposed to be around trees. They're supposed to be able to have raindrops hit their head and mess up their hair like mine did, which is fine because my hair was messed up anyway. And, you know, it's supposed to enjoy the outdoors. So I fly back to Las Vegas and it's hot. It is hot. To the point where weather.com said Wednesday, which is my birthday, Wednesday is going to be 117 degrees. I remember in Arizona, I think we had some 120 degree summers. And growing up, we spoke about this, you weren't supposed to be outside from 10 to 2. And in Arizona, my mom used to have a swamp cooler, but we luckily had air conditioning by the time I was a kid and moved to Arizona because I was born in L.A. And thank God we had air conditioning. If the air conditioning broke, we would be in trouble. But having air conditioning, we managed. Then they moved the warnings from 10 to 4, especially in Nevada. 10 to 4, they're like, don't even water your grass. It's just going to evaporate before it even hits the leaves, the blades. Just 10 to 4. And I'm noticing it's hot at 8, 9 a.m. It's also hot 5, 6 p.m. I tried to walk the dog at 7 p.m. one day last week, 7 p.m. The dog was panting. The dog got overheated. And so I notice, and it's only June, that I am stuck indoors for most of the time because it's so hot. I love going out. Feels like you're walking into an oven. Feels nice because I warm up because my husband puts the air conditioner on too low. But then I get hot. I start feeling ill. And we'll talk about heat illness. I'm like, I got to get back indoors. So I'm a human. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's a fantastic city. We don't get earthquakes. We don't get tornadoes. We don't get hurricanes. But we get some really, really, really bad heat. And we're being told that this week, especially the West, Southwest, we're looking at fire danger. We're looking at extreme heat. And so what are humans doing? Oh, we're staying indoors. Right, we're staying indoors. That's what we're told to do. We're staying indoors. Now, meanwhile, I've been making fun of, you know, everybody trying to make colonies on Mars and now investigating Venus. I'm like, I don't want to live on Mars. Why would I want to live on a planet that doesn't want humans, where we can't breathe the air? If humans aren't supposed to live on Mars or live on Venus, then we're supposed to live on Earth. But I was thinking today, what if Earth becomes unlivable? Now, again, I don't think it's my hamburger and I don't think it's my car that's causing this scorching heat and drought, right? But I do feel that the climate is changing. Some parts of the U.S. have it nice and cool, get a lot of water, and other parts are just starting to become unbearable. Now, it's really interesting because we get a lot of snowbirds in the South. So in Phoenix, Tucson, Vegas, you have all these people that are trying to avoid the winters, and the very rough winters of the snows, they come south. And they live south for the winter, and then they go back north. All right, and it seems to work. But our summers and our hot spells are lasting way too long. And I'm hearing older individuals in September and October saying it's too hot, it's too hot. And California, being with their heat, and, you know, California was supposed to have the best weather in the whole world, especially if you're on the coast. But if you can't live, if you can't afford to live on the coast and you're inland, it's ridiculously hot. So they're leaving. And maybe they're not going to come to Vegas after a summer that looks like we're about to have. And they might just keep going east and maybe go north. I'm seeing more people go to Salt Lake. I'm seeing more people go to Idaho. More people go to Montana. Apparently, Montana is busting. There are so many people going up there because, again, it's cooler. So I really think there's going to be, in the short term, parts of America that you just can't live in. It's either going to be too hot, too muggy, too humid, or in the winter, just too icy. And there's very few states where you have year-round perfect weather. I mean, I think Omaha probably, and maybe Nebraska has some pretty good weather. I feel Florida did. Everybody says it's really too muggy and too humid, you know, in the summer. The other thing, too, is the sun is becoming very strong. Many people are getting really bad burns. Now, I attribute that to us being indoors because of COVID. So you had people not going outside, not going on the regular vacations, and all of a sudden they're hitting the beach for the first time in 2 years, and then they burn pretty badly. Or they have expired sunscreen, and so they're just not equipped. But I really think we need to take a step and wonder if we are putting ourselves in danger of extinction because we can't live on our own planet. You know, one thing my husband suggested was that we later get a boat. We sell our house and we get a boat for a couple hundred thousand dollars because you could get a really nice sized boat. I just need a place for my treadmill and a place where I could do my show, okay, as long as I get good satellite, and we live on the water. We don't have the snow. Well, I like snow. I'd really like to live in snow, but he doesn't want it. But we have cooler weather, and we're on the ocean. And I'm wondering if we're doing all this work to figure out how to live on Mars and Venus, which, by the way, I don't think has any food for us, maybe we should figure out how to live on the ocean. Maybe we should build into the water. Now, I know some of you guys are like, no, you're going to hurt the fish. Well, aren't we eating too much red meat? Are we supposed to be eating more fish? What if we start to move cities into the waters, build onto the water, and make sure it's not anything where the tide's going to destroy us? And then we start building, because we're building up cities and we're building on the coast, and the coast is getting super expensive, that I think it's not going to be that much difficult and way less expensive than trying to go to Mars or Venus. I get people like, well, if Earth gets attacked by asteroids or something happens, you know, there's a nuclear leak or whatever, we need to, you know, get off this planet. All right, fine. But we're having trouble living on the planet now. And I don't know if you guys have ever had air conditioning that just pooped out or a power outage. People with power outages can die. I mean, look at what happened during the winter storm in Houston, where there was no power, so people were trying to heat each other up in the car or with fires in their house, and then they killed themselves. We as humans are really doing a disservice being very homebound and not learning how to acclimate in heat. Maybe we do need to evolve where we could be out in the heat with 120 degrees. I mean, maybe we do need to, maybe it's because we're very wimpy, you know, where we can't be out in, you know, freezing temperatures without getting hypothermia. What are we doing to try to hearten and try to, what's the word I want to, you know, thicken our skin, try to make us more sturdy, more hardy in terms of these weather changes? You know, yes, I would like to limit pollutants. I think that helps. I'd like to save the trees. We need more oxygen. I'd like to utilize more of our, you know, oceans, foliage, and have that make more oxygen. And there's, I think, a lot of things we could do with nature. But I think we as humans need to figure out how to stand the heat a little bit, how to stand the cold a little bit, because I think we're going to run out of places to live. I mean, in New York, they're already they've been fleeing the winters for years, and now they're trying to flee the taxes, the crime, and everything else going on. There's only so much room in Florida. There's only so many places to live. Same thing, Vegas is going to explode even more because California is coming in, but we only have so much that we could tap our power grid and our water. Lake Mead is at its lowest point. Lake Powell is at its lowest point. If we don't have enough water to sustain a desert community, we're going to have issues. And now we're already going to be pulling out our grass and a lot of the decorative grass. I get that and I support it, but, you know, we need grass because we need the oxygen from it. The bugs need it. And so I don't know. I'm not sure what the answer is. I'm kind of playing around with it, but I think we as humans are weenies. And 117 degree Wednesday is a little frightening for many people that aren't comfortable with heat. I mean, we're telling everybody to stay indoors, just like with COVID, just like with a hurricane. If simple weather, summer weather, what? So now we're going to stay indoors for 3 months at a time? The staying indoors thing is getting contagious. And I remember as a kid, I was outside. I remember playing outside when it was 120 degrees. For some reason, we can't take it anymore. Dido, something to think about. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is joining 29 other world leaders today for the NATO summit in Belgium. He's also scheduled to hold a news conference today on the second leg of his first international trip. The topics up for discussion at the NATO summit include Russia, China, global terrorism, cyber threats, and climate change.
We meet at a pivotal moment for our alliance, and today we'll open a new chapter in our transatlantic relationship.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. Black smoke can be seen from 20 miles away after a massive explosion at an Illinois chemical plant. It happened this morning at ChemTool Incorporated in Rockton and prompted a mandatory full-scale evacuation. Fire crews are powerless so far to directly attack the blaze due to its size and intensity, but there are no reports of injuries so far. You're listening to USA Radio News. Lawmakers in the House are returning to Capitol Hill on Monday. Republicans are expected to force a censure vote of Democrat Congressman Ilhan Omar or remove her from her Foreign Relations Committee. This after Omar tweeted, "We have seen unthinkable atrocities committed by the U.S., Hamas, Israel, Afghanistan, and the Taliban," along with her video questioning Secretary of State Tony Blinken during the day of a House hearing. Omar did apologize for the tweet, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat from California, tells CNN, "Nothing to see here and everything is fine."
We did not rebuke her. We thanked, acknowledged that she made a clarification. What I'm saying is end of subject. She clarified, we thanked her, end of subject. What other people go out and say is up to them.
The TSA is reporting an average of 2 million people were screened at airports over the weekend. That's the highest number of screenings since the coronavirus pandemic began. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I think a bunch of us are happy that things are moving again. People are traveling. I believe the TSA processed over 2 million travelers this just on Friday alone. So as things are kind of coming back, sadly, we're seeing accidents. There's shootings. There's a whole bunch of issues apparently leading to a 10% climb in blood need by our trauma centers. And they need blood. And today is World Blood Donor Day. June 14th is World Blood Donor Day. And joining us today is Dr. Maya Lasky. She comes back from the American Red Cross, and she's also a board-certified physician in blood banking and transfusion medicine, coming back to join us to kind of talk about what's going on in terms of our blood status. Dr. Lasky, thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, Dr. Jalia. Thanks so much for having me.
Wow, wow. So I know you've been very, very busy, and, you know, thank you for all your great work throughout the year, especially today on World Blood Donor Day. Tell us what you're seeing.
Yes. So we have seen a stark increase in the usage of blood. Over the last 3 months, the Red Cross has distributed about 75,000 blood products to meet the needs, as you mentioned, of increased traumas. There's also continued cancer patients that are in need of blood products. And additionally, because care was delayed or postponed throughout the pandemic, we're seeing people who are now in more urgent need. There's a greater acuity of cases. And so all of these are driving an increase in blood products quite significantly.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one thing that happened to me, which I want to look into, is I have been donating blood for a very long time. And the last two times I went in to donate blood, my iron was low. And I couldn't because my iron was low. And I wonder if COVID might have had an effect on that, because other people have told me that they want to donate, but they can't qualify. And I'm wondering if not only did COVID affect our, you know, access, even though I think Red Cross and Vitalant and all these blood banks did an amazing job with social distancing, but I think maybe some of us lost maybe some of our red blood cell capacity. I don't know. Have you noticed any of those trends?
I have not read anything about that. That's an interesting thought. I'm not aware of that, but what I do know is that really this emergency shortage that we're having right now is due to an increased demand.
Yes, there is a definite increased demand. Now, you know, you guys had a fantastic, you know, campaign to make people feel comfortable donating blood. And also you had run antibodies to allow people to see if they were possibly had some sort of immunity. Do you still run antibodies on the blood?
We currently are. That is coming to an end this month as the demand for, fortunately, for COVID convalescent plasma has decreased. We and other blood suppliers have a sufficient inventory to meet patient demand for the COVID convalescent plasma, so we will not be continuing the antibody testing.
Exactly. And I also think it probably will eliminate a lot of the questions people have in terms of, wait a second, I had COVID and the antibodies might not be showing, because we do sometimes expect the antibodies to fade. So I think that'll, yeah, I think it's one of those things where if the convalescent plasma need isn't there currently, it might be something that could cause more question than benefit.
Correct. And, you know, we saw a great outpouring of donations come in for convalescent plasma, and I really want to encourage people, as you mentioned, we're all getting back to normal, but there are patients out there who also want to get back to normal, and we need to remember them, that there is an ongoing need for these patients. About half of our platelets go to patients with cancer. We're currently partnering with the American Cancer Society and NFL cancer survivor James Conner to raise awareness of this. Platelets have a shelf life of only 5 days. So what we collect today is transfused to a person by the end of the week. So we are in constant need for platelets as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, many people have postponed their screens. And in the medical community, as you know, we are concerned that we're going to be picking up people farther staged in terms of their cancer, needing chemo, that could be dropping their clotting factors and blood levels. So it's unfortunately something that we need to really gear up for.
That's an absolute concern, is that people, and that's what we're hearing from hospitals, is that people have had delayed or canceled care, and they are now coming in with more advanced disease requiring more blood products. You're exactly right.
That's fantastic. Now, Dr. Lasky, you are board certified in blood banking and transfusion medicine. That is, was that a fellowship?
Yes.
That's fantastic. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So we do all things related to blood. You know, people, obviously, we monitor the from the front to the end of collection and donor screening, as well as the appropriate types of testing that you have to do to ensure blood safety, to the manufacturing process and how to get it to the patient safely and to make sure that the patients are getting the right blood at the right time to ensure the best patient outcomes. So we study all of it, the gamut.
That is fantastic that there's a fellowship now in that. God, that would have been definitely something I'd be interested in. Now, another concern that a lot of us have in the medical field is the blood for sickle cell disease children and their need. As many individuals that who could donate blood to help these kids might not be vaccinated, might be still concerned about their exposure to COVID. How are we doing on the sickle cell blood donation front?
This is a huge focus for the Red Cross right now to close the sickle cell gap. We are looking for ways to expand the diversity of our donor base. As people are probably aware, sickle cell disease is most prominent in the African American or Black populations. And so just based on the features of red cells, the most compatible blood comes from individuals who are more genetically related, the same way like we look for a match for an organ. Blood is like an organ. So we have found that we can provide better, more compatible blood from individuals with a similar background. So this is a hugely important endeavor that we are looking to improve and provide more blood. Sickle cell disease is something that affects, as you said, children. It onsets in infancy. It's quite a severe disease that impacts people. They are transfusion dependent for the entirety of their lives, and sometimes it's very difficult to find compatible blood for them.
Absolutely, absolutely. And even if you're not vaccinated, you could still donate blood. So the Red Cross So don't let that prevent you from thinking you could donate blood.
And if you are vaccinated, either way, there's right. No deferral after the vaccines. And we just ask that people are healthy and well when they come in to donate.
Absolutely. So how can my listeners help?
Visit redcrossblood.org. You just enter your zip code and it'll take you to where we have either mobile drives where you can donate whole blood, or you can visit one of our donor centers where you can also donate platelets and plasma.
Mm-hmm. It looks like also you guys are giving away Amazon gift cards over the next couple weeks as well, right?
Yes, we have a number of promotions to say thank you to our donors. Those are being constantly updated throughout the month.
That's fantastic. Well, God bless you. I know you're going to have a busy summer, especially with the heat wave and fires. And so anything we could do to help. And thank you for all your great work, Dr. Lasky and American Red Cross.
Thanks so much.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, we are
Welcome back to the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we are being experts are sounding the alarm on the Delta variant, and the Delta variant is what is present and or originated, we believe, in India. And we're not using the term, we're not using the country India to stigmatize. They're using Delta. They're going to be using Greek letters. That's what the World Health Organization asked us to do. Unfortunately, because some people are getting confused, a lot of media outlets are still calling it the India variant and et cetera. But we're being told that patients in China that are, I believe, bordering or in the South China are getting sicker faster. And they feel it is due to the variant. Medics in China say four times as many patients fall severely ill within 4 days. They believe this Delta strain is more dangerous than previous variants. Now, they're also finding that this appears to hit younger people. In the city of Guangzhou, where the mutant strain is known to be spreading, medics say about 12% of patients becoming severely ill within 4 days of symptoms, or they have been become severely ill within 4 days. Now, you know what's interesting? COVID has been very, very weird. I just call it a weird virus because many people would have COVID for a week or two. Go, gosh, why aren't I getting over it? And then all of a sudden, they would just start getting sicker. Some people would get sick quickly. Some would get sick slowly. And some have asked me, is it better to get sick quicker? So you know? I don't know. I like there to be more time. Because I would love people to get antibody infusions, which you don't hear a lot about. Why aren't we doing the same treatment President Trump got? I think, you know, it works. There are so many different monoclonal antibody treatments now that we could use. I don't know, you know, what's happening in terms of that end. But I know some people could get them, some people can't. But with, you know, I'd rather there be a more slower insidious onset, because then we could take some time to identify people and get them checked out. Unfortunately, sometimes the more slower insidious onset could allow people to spread more. So they say the proportion had previously been as low as 2 or 3% when the original Wuhan virus and the variant first emerged in the UK and then went on to become world dominant. Now, testimonies in China are adding to a growing body of evidence that the Delta strain is not only far more virulent than previous versions, but also more dangerous. So when we were talking about the UK variant, we were told that it's more infectious, the Kent variant, which is called the Alpha variant now. We were told it's more infectious, but not more deadly. And even though, yeah, the more people that get it, the higher the death rate could be, but we thought that if you did get the UK variant, you didn't have a higher chance of dying, per se. You just might have had a higher chance of getting it. You didn't particularly have a higher chance of dying. With this Delta strain, they think it is more lethal. And they're finding younger people are more likely to be admitted to the, you know, because of the new variant. Now, it could be because younger people are not vaccinated. You know, it could be that, you know, younger people weren't, you know, front of the list, obviously. You know, we vaccinated our older, more vulnerable people. So now those people getting it seem to be the ones that aren't vaccinated. But then again, why are healthy younger people being at risk? Now, some scientists think that the virus has become milder. And maybe because it became milder, younger people might have been maybe more lax with social distancing. And then that's how the virus outsmarted them and got to them. So there's a whole variety of different theories that are out there. But it is concerning. Now, we're being told that our vaccines should be good enough. But then again, it's a little frustrating because we, you know, aren't really sure how transparent the government may be. So apparently, one commentator accused the CDC of knowing that the coronavirus hospitalization rate had fallen among teens, but chose to, quote, cynically exploit the fears of parents in cover-up to boost vaccination rate. Now, Fox News' Steve Hilton had said this on Sunday and accused the CDC of deliberate misinformation. He referenced a June 4th report into COVID hospitalizations among 12 to 17-year-olds. The data from March and April showed the rate of hospitalization was rising. They said the CDC did not include the preliminary data from May and June in the report. May and June hospitalizations were declining. Now, I don't know if you remember that day where there were two conflicting headlines. There was hospitalizations were going down in teens. And it was reported on Fox News because May and June hospitalizations were going down. Yet that same day, there were headlines saying hospitalizations going up for teens. So I covered both stories, and it was a little confusing to me as to why we have two headlines. They either went down or they didn't. Well, it's because one of the headlines was touting information they received on earlier in the season. So he believes that it could have been a ploy to increase vaccination rate among younger individuals. If people had known that hospitalization rates were going down, then they might not have been quick to vaccinate their kids. So here's the thing, whether he's right or not, you know, I'm not surprised that the government will do what it takes to try to get as many people vaccinated. And that worries me from a transparency level, because, you know, if there's one goal and we see how the media will push an agenda, you know, for that goal to be reached, could the government do it as well? You know, we know of one child who, she's 18 years old from Las Vegas, Nevada, currently is, you know, battling for her ability to walk and see again after suffering strokes from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Now, it's a rare side effect, and there weren't many people who got that side effect, but that's still some serious stuff. And nobody wants their child to get it, to have that side effect. Well, same thing now with the myocarditis and the pericarditis cases. With the myocarditis and pericarditis cases, apparently there were over 400 reported to the CDC. Only 226 were qualified per their criteria as being vaccine-related. And so they are going to have an emergency meeting to meet and discuss it, which they do need to do because obviously parents are concerned. My guess is they're going to leave the meeting saying, look, guys, right, the case numbers are far lower than we expect. We think the vaccine is still safe. Well, as the CDC, you know, has one cluster after another throughout this pandemic, people aren't going to weigh their advice. You know, same thing with the masks. The reason why we were told to wear the masks is even if you didn't have any symptoms, you could still spread COVID. And once they said, well, if you're vaccinated, now you don't have to wear the mask. But being vaccinated, you could still carry COVID. So you have some people saying, I'm still going to wear the mask because I believe the first set of information from the CDC. You have other people believing the second set of information of the CDC saying, well, if I'm vaccinated, I don't have to wear a mask. And it's just the logic, the consistency isn't there. If we're going to say asymptomatic people can carry the virus and the virus is out there, then we have to assume we're always carrying it. I don't want to get back in the masks because I think the type of masks we've been using aren't very productive. I think we need N95 respirator masks. But there's a Los Angeles doctor who was vaccinated 6 months ago, Dr. Eugene Choi. He's a radiologist, and he said in an interview that he came down with COVID despite receiving the vaccine. He still is pro-vaccine, you know, and he thinks that, you know, he probably had a much milder course because he was vaccinated. But if vaccinated individuals can still carry the vaccine, carry the virus, get the virus, then, you know, all these, you know, narratives are kind of contradicting each other. So my worry is people not having faith in the CDC because we do need a source, a go-to that we could trust. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.